You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Anti-tank weapons. This is USA Headline News.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders here, coming to you poolside with another summertime eating idea. Ready for a dip? Dive into one of my summer meals. 8 pieces of chicken, new Kentucky baked beans, coleslaw, and 4 biscuits will have your family executing a perfect front tuck into the deep end of dinner before pulling off a synchronized back 2.5 twist into a half gallon of Dole Classic lemonade. Get out of that pool and into a Kentucky Fried Chicken restaurant. Kentucky Fried Chicken. It's finger-licking good.
Pricing and participation may vary.
Senator Lindsey Graham says allowing the UN to decide the Israeli-Palestinian peace process is a mistake. The South Carolina senator is a Republican foreign policy hawk and a critic of President Obama's handling of the Middle East. He is visiting Israel ahead of an expected announcement to run for the 2016 Republican presidential nomination. Police are releasing more information about the North Dakota Walmart shooting yesterday.
Police say 21-year-old Airman Marcel Willis, who was stationed at the Grand Forks Air Force Base, may have opened fire randomly inside the Walmart, though they don't know why. He killed a 70-year-old store employee and shot and wounded another worker. He fired at a third employee but missed before killing himself. Investigators say they found nothing to connect him to the store or to the employees he shot.
That was AP correspondent Rita Foley. Attorney General Loretta Lynch held a news conference earlier and sent a message to senators about NSA surveillance.
Work through the current recess in order to make sure that we can continue to appropriately safeguard this country and protect its citizens.
The current federal law will expire at midnight Sunday unless the Senate acts. They will return on Sunday for a rare session. The House passed a bill that would end bulk collection of records by NSA before they left for Memorial Day. Former Pennsylvania Senator Rick Santorum is running for president again. He will make a formal announcement later today. I'm Kelly Sloan, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
Jewish Family Service of Somerset, Hunterdon, and Warren Counties is in need of car donations to help fund their programs and services. For over 30 years, JFS, a nonprofit, non-sectarian social service agency, has been providing counseling and other supports to those living and working in the Tri-County area. Skilled JFS staff and volunteers help families and individuals, young or old, rich or poor, meet the emotional and practical challenges faced by those struggling with life's difficulties. Whether coping with relationship issues, feelings of depression or anxiety, illness, loss, work-related problems, or other crises, JFS is here to help provide emotional support and counseling and other tangible assistance to those in need. Funds received from car donations go directly to cover the cost of providing counseling to children and families, social work home visits to isolated seniors, and career counseling to those recently unemployed. It's easy to donate. Just call 877-JFS-4CAR or 877-537-4227 and speak with a vehicle donation representative. For more information about JFS, please visit their website at www.jewishfamilysvc.org.
What can you do as a member of Rotary? You can eradicate polio. You can promote peace. You can feed the hungry. You can help children do better in school. Because Rotary believes that by working together, you can do anything. This is District Governor Megan Jones Holt. Learn more about Rotary and join me every Monday at 11 a.m. on the Rotary Hour, the show that is dedicated to answering the ultimate question of what Rotary is. Find us on the web at rotarynj.org. Rotary, humanity in motion.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provide sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Do you want to lose the weight or keep it off for the rest of your life? There is a difference. My name is Dawn Moore. I am a certified health coach who uses a Take Shape for Life approach to help my clients lose weight, eat healthy, and live longer. Call me at 908-303-5334 or email me, dawn@moreandbetterhealth.com, your prescription for living a healthy, energetic, and intentional life.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
Do you want to lose the weight or keep it off for the rest of your life? There is a difference. My name is Dawn Moore. I am a certified health coach who uses a Take Shape for Life approach to help my clients lose weight, eat healthy, and live longer. Call me at 908-303-5334 or email me, dawn@moreandbetterhealth.com, your prescription for living a healthy, energetic, and intentional life.
Welcome to Talented People. This is Jeannie Murphy. Hope you're having a great day. It is already May 27th, if you can believe it. We're looking at June already this weekend. Let's check out the weather if you happen to be in the central New Jersey area today. Late afternoon, chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly after 5 p.m. Some of the storms could produce gusty winds, mostly cloudy with a high near 87. Tonight, chance of showers and thunderstorms again, mainly before 11 p.m. Some of the clouds could produce gusty winds, mostly cloudy with a low about 66. Thursday, chance of showers and thunderstorms continuing, mainly after 9 a.m. Partly sunny with a high near 87. And then chance of showers and thunderstorms again before 9 p.m. Partly cloudy tomorrow night with a low about 59. Friday, mostly sunny all day. I hear it's a 0% chance of precipitation with the high near 84. Partly cloudy with a low about 61 on Friday night. And then Saturday, mostly sunny with a high of 84. And a chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy with a low around 65 on Saturday night. And then Sunday, chance of showers and thunderstorms again, mostly cloudy with a high of 76 on Sunday, and then a low of 55 on Sunday night. I just want to let you know, before we go to our real quick break and start our talented show, Talented People 309, since it is going to be gorgeous on Friday this week, we are having a garage sale for the Mariah Foundation. All those goods that you guys have dropped off, we appreciate it. We're going to be selling them at 122 Manners Road, Ringo's, New Jersey. You can drop off on the day of or on Saturday morning, and that benefits St. Peter's Children's Hospital, along with the Mariah Foundation. So stay tuned. We're going to be right back with our guests.
Singing, little runaway.
right. Thanks again for waiting there and listening to the weather and listening in today. We appreciate it. This is Talented People. Our guests today on the show are two women from the area, Andrea Nami Paprotka and her mother, Stacy Nami, the co-founder of and co-president, which is Stacy, of Women with a Purpose here in the area. So, ladies, welcome to our show.
Hello. Thank you for having us.
Good afternoon. Thank you so much.
Glad to have you here. Let's start off by telling everybody a little bit about yourselves. Why don't you start, Andrea, first?
My mother and I founded Women with a Purpose in 2009. We started with only 23 members, and today we have over 2,000 local members from the Mercer County, Hunterdon County, and Burlington County areas, as well as Lower Bucks County, Pennsylvania. And each month we host a dinner with approximately 125 to 175 local members. What brings us all together is the opportunity to help local families and children that are in our own backyard and that are going through a catastrophic situation. So we get together to enjoy one another's company, good food, and to support local restaurants, all while helping a family in great need.
That's incredible. Stacy, tell us a little bit about yourself. And we won't get back into detail on all of that, but that's a perfect introduction. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
My daughter and I started, as she said, in 2009. We were always of the philosophy to help to pay forward. And we get along great, although at times we do have our moments.
Sure.
But we make a great team, and almost every single month since we started, we've had a meeting or a dinner for a recipient, and it's just gone way beyond our dreams.
It really is impressive. So you say you have over 2,000 volunteers. You started in 2009, so 6 years.
Only 20 people there that night.
2,000 members.
Yeah. Right. Well, what's a member? What is a member?
So it doesn't cost anything to belong to Women with a Purpose, but you're just supporting the organization monthly. You're attending the dinners, you're giving a contribution to help the family or the child that's being honored that month, and 100% of your contributions, we ask for a minimum $10 at each dinner. So it's not much, I think.
Oh, most, but it adds up. It's wonderful.
Yeah, it most people up. Can afford $10, you know, every month, and it's a little bit that we ask, and it's a really big deal to the family and the child that we're helping. These families have mounting medical bills from hospital stays and overnight
drugs.
Stays at the hospital and medications, mm-hmm. medications. That aren't covered. And they're in dire situations where even, you know, the few thousand dollars that we raise each month, it lets them breathe a little easy for that week or for that month. And it's mm-hmm. not only about, you know, we're not solving these families' financial problems. We're not even coming close to it. Nor are we curing the devastating illnesses or situations they have been met with. But what we are doing is offering a small amount of funds to help them through their week or their month of enormous medical bills and such. And we are a ray of light in an otherwise very, very dark time in their lives. So it's not only about the money we raised, it goes well beyond that aspect. We are offering them community support and encouragement, mostly from people they have never met before. And we are a platform for them to see people really do care and people really will come out and offer you their support.
So tell us a little bit, like, what inspired you to start this, both of you?
My mom always instilled in us to pay it forward. We've always been of the philosophy of paying it forward, helping someone in need and give back to your local community. So after brainstorming a little, we just wanted to come up with something that we can do on a regular basis that wouldn't cost a lot of money, that would draw out the local community and wouldn't cost them a lot of money. Because a lot of people want to help, but, you know, most people can't afford to go to big black tie galas.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's true. And the women that come, they enjoy it. It's a sense of community, not just for them, but for our recipients. They look out because we have them come up if they can. Some are too sick that they can't even make it to the event. But those that can come or somebody that's representing them, they look out in that crowd of sometimes 200 people, which I would say probably 95% of them are strangers to them.
I was going to say, it gets me teary. I'm just picturing how they must feel.
Yeah, and that just makes them feel
that there's so much more to the world
than
their bad.
Yeah, they just can't believe that strangers are there for them and helping them out a little bit. So, and that, some days, you know, some I work full-time, and at the end of the workday, I'm saying, oh, God, I have a meeting or a dinner tonight. I think I'm so tired. But when I get to the dinner and I see the people come and why they're there, and especially at the end of the evening, I said, this is why we do it. It just takes something or instills something in you, just makes you feel so good.
Oh my gosh, it makes me feel awesome just being here with you guys in the studio learning about it. So I hope you're enjoying this conversation. Again, this is Talented People. I'm Jeannie Murphy. It's about 3:16, and we're talking with the co-founders of Women with a Purpose. So stand by, and we'll be right back from our break.
Hello, this is psychic medium Trish Woods with the program Afterlife Real Life that airs every Thursday from 1 to 3 p.m. My co-host is psychic medium Jane Davidson from the United Kingdom. We have listeners and callers from all over the world. We're looking forward to hearing what you want to know about with metaphysics, spirituality, personal spirit experiences, psychic work, and more. From 1 to 3 p.m. every Thursday, you can call in or tune in, asking Jane and I your questions, your personal ideas, and maybe getting help with your own personal life. Afterlife Real Life, every Thursday, 1 to 3 p.m.
Hi, I'm Sharon Skibbe of CompuPay Payroll. The Chamber is a great way to connect to other businesses within Hunterdon County and build strong and lasting business relationships.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is a Forward New Jersey Coalition member.
London Bridge is falling down, falling down, falling down. London Bridge is falling down.
In August 2007, the I-35 bridge in Minneapolis collapsed, killing 13 people and injuring 145, including little children trapped on a school bus. The bridge had been rated structurally deficient, but those warnings were ignored.
Build it up with iron and steel, iron and steel, iron.
In New Jersey, there are 479 bridges carrying over 8 million vehicles a day, rated worse.
Iron and steel will bend and bow, bend and bow, bend.
These aren't just bridges waiting to be fixed. They're tragedies waiting to happen. On June 30th, the state's transportation fund will be empty. We need to replenish it now, because next time, it could be your family on that bridge. Go to ForwardNewJersey.com and find out how you can help. Paid for by Forward New Jersey.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to hold its second annual Hunterdon County Community Day on Saturday, June 13th from 12:30 to 6:30 at the Hunterdon County Fairgrounds in Ringo's. We thank our presenting sponsor, Hunterdon Healthcare, and the Hunterdon County Freeholders. Come get involved, be a vendor, an exhibitor, if you're a business or an organization. Come get before thousands of folks on this great day. Contact the Chamber at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at hunterdonchamber.org. Once again, join us on Hunterdon County Community Day, Saturday, June 13th. Get involved with your community today.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules,
station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingtonChamberRadio.com app today.
All right, we're back here, Talented People. I'm having such a good time today talking with these two lovely ladies from the area, Andrea Nami Papraka and her mother, Stacy Nami. They're both co-founders and co-presidents of a group called Women with a Purpose. And I actually heard about them because, as you might recall, a couple about back in April, we were doing those NJIT events and then one at the Small Business Development Center for Cybersecurity. And our risk management partner, Carol Gables, who is the past vice president of the State of New Jersey Chamber and State of Delaware, as you know, she went to these ladies' event and she came back the next morning calling me up and saying, you've got to bring these people onto the radio and TV show so that people in the area can learn about what they're doing. So what we were learning about, if you want a real quick recap, is that Women with a Purpose started in 2009. There's two women here in studio who do all of the work themselves. And they have a wide list of people, up to 2,000 any time, that are interested in what they're doing. And monthly, they provide a dinner out with ladies, and it's good for the restaurants, good for the community, and they're actually with a purpose. They are gathering funding for certain situations and people in need. So welcome back again to the show, both of you.
Thank you.
Let's talk a little bit about, on a monthly basis, as to what you do and a coordinating of an event that's coming up. Tell us exactly what's going on.
Okay, the month before, or that dinner that we are at having, we pick a recipient.
Mm-hmm.
So then,
by a random lottery.
How does that exactly? Really, you mean that they send their information in the mail, or how do you find out about them?
No, that night after we, you can come, and you have perhaps a someone that you know is having a catastrophic illness or times. You can,
wow.
$10, with your contribution of $10, you can now fill out a form, which we have right there as you walk in.
And nominate them.
Right.
And nominate
them. Oh, cool.
That. Yes.
Okay.
So that goes into a bowl.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of the evening, we will pick, after we've gone through each one of them.
We vet each one of them. And then after, we also vet. But usually it's a...
They know before they put them in for the nomination that they're qualified.
Yeah, and it's very obvious. Yes. It's not like someone's, you know, it's a very serious sickness or,
sure.
situation.
Or a situation. And that's what we pick that evening,
mm-hmm.
for the next month's dinner.
Nice.
So now we'll go back and we'll decide, is this going to create a big turnout? Do they have a big family? Do they have lots of friends or perhaps our co-workers that will bring, you know, several
just
people?
Just a big network in their community.
Yeah.
And from there, we will decide on a restaurant. But that also creates sometimes a situation you don't know. You don't know whether it's going to be a big turnout, a small turnout. So we have to gauge.
But we've always averaged no less than 100 guests a month.
That's
pretty
incredible.
Big, even
at
our low end.
No, that's really something. And what an opportunity for the venue.
So years ago, we were able to go to restaurants that didn't hold up to that many people, mm-hmm. because we had, 60, 70, 80 people.
When we first started.
Mm-hmm. Now we've gotten larger, and we have to go to venues that can hold a larger amount of people. And we call them up and see if they work with us, give us, and we want to get as good a price for the ladies and men. We have to say that men are also invited.
Men, women, children, they all come.
Yes, it's just not all women.
That's nice.
Mostly
it's a good, great clarification. Good to know.
Yep.
We get that a lot. Can men come? Can I bring my children? I want to expose my kids to giving back.
Yes.
Absolutely.
That's a nice lesson for them also. And we will, hopefully that they will work with us to give us the best possible price,
mm-hmm.
so that we can, you know, then turn it to our ladies and hopefully they could.
It's never more than $20 to $23 a head. And that includes a full dinner, full dessert, happy hour drink prices. So you're really getting to go to very nice restaurants. That's their way of giving back to the community too.
I love
it.
Yes,
and they do work with us. Most
so they
of
give
them.
You like some better terms or whatever, get it together.
Yes.
How do you I mean, I'm only from a logistics standpoint, because my, you know, a media company always has to do events. I'm sitting here thinking about how difficult that would be to manage. So Andrea here, her co-founder and co-president, is full-time with this, because that would take a full-time person to put that together.
It's like planning a wedding every month.
Every month.
It's a big event.
But I love the way that you, I'm just picturing how it's very special. Like, it, you know when you get there, because you knew from the previous event who won, you know, the opportunity to be promoted, I guess, and funded. And so for 1 month, you have a chance to explain to the family and their people so that they go. So it's kind of like it builds on itself.
Absolutely.
Which is awesome.
Yes. It does. It's like a snowball effect, you know? And that's how we get different people to start introducing them into our association, into our organization. And of course, by word of mouth, that helps.
Mm-hmm. Our whole time has been word of mouth. Word of mouth, social media. If anyone would like to join, or they want more information about Women with a Purpose, our website is www.womengive.org. Our Twitter handle is @womengive. And on Facebook, you can search womengive.org.
So, like, as an example, tell us about one of your most recent events. Where was it held, or the one that's coming up? How about that? When's your next one?
Our next dinner is June 3rd at 6 p.m. at the Trenton Country Club. It's a really nice venue.
Yeah.
You need a sponsor to get in there, so it's kind of like your privileged access to try it out. And if you have never been, it's a beautiful country club, and they put on a really lovely dinner. And one of our members is actually one of our members of Women with a Purpose is a member of the Trenton Country Club. So
she was your sponsor.
Exactly. She and her husband sponsors us this is our second time there, but we're welcome to go every month if we want.
I bet.
And we'll be going.
So do you put a press release out about it, or, like, I'm just curious, do you, I know you said social media and so on, it's open to people to sign up ahead of time, though? Should they know? Do they, you know, let you know? How do you work that?
So I'll send out an email blast in the beginning of each month, alerting everyone about our recipient for the month, who we're helping, and where the dinner will be. So we send it out to around 2,000 of our members. We have about 2,000 members. And then I'll post on our Facebook page and our Twitter page. And then from there, people forward it on and spread the word.
So they pay about $25 to go? Or they pay it, you know?
So they pay the
cash
between
bar or whatever?
$20 to $23 to the restaurant. Mm-hmm. And then we ask for a minimum $10 contribution, which goes directly to the family. So we're very transparent.
That's awesome.
Your contribution goes directly to the family you're helping that night.
It just
seems
like a totally brilliant idea. Such a good idea. And it's like easy, I guess, that night, because the people are right there to receive their funds. And,
oh, absolutely. Right there.
And they come up through 100%.
They thank the membership. They thank everyone. They give a background of the story and of their situation. And you get to meet them. And
the women love to, you know, hear about them. And it makes it so personal for everybody.
Really, I can feel it. What about, and you also allow people to make donations directly on your website, right?
You can email, or you can go to our website. We always have an update of the recipient that we're helping. And you can also print a nomination form or submit a nomination online. But it always has to accompany a minimum $10 contribution to help that month's recipient.
Totally worth it. That's amazing. All right, we're going to our half-hour break here already. It's 3:29 on May 27th, and you're listening to a conversation with the two women who are the founders of the Women with a Purpose, Andrea Nami Paprocka and Stacy, her mother, Nami. So we'll be right back. News weather. Stay with us.
USA Headline News. I'm Kelly Sloan. Texas officials say the threat of a dam breaking southwest of Dallas has passed. The water is spinning over the dam, but the volume has decreased. Meanwhile, many areas of Houston are flooded and more rain is in the forecast.
If it continues doing this, it could be between 1 and 3 inches at least, and that will contribute to further problems.
That was forecaster Paul Lewis from the National Weather Service. 17 people have died and 12 are still missing outside of Austin when floodwaters picked up a house off its foundation. The U.S. U.S. Justice Department says 14 people, including two vice presidents of soccer's governing body, have been indicted for allegedly acquiring millions of dollars in bribes and kickbacks.
These individuals, through these organizations, engaged in bribery to decide who would televise games, where the games would be held, and who would run the organization overseeing organized soccer worldwide.
That was Attorney General Loretta Lynch. This is USA Headline News.
This report brought to you by Bank of America, working with four-time NASCAR Sprint Cup Series champion Jeff Gordon. With gas prices at a five-year low, Americans are falling in love with their cars again. But just because gas prices are low, you don't want to pay for something you're not getting. Here's Jeff Gordon.
Did you know you need extra room in your gas tank to allow gasoline to expand? Or that when you top off your tank, the extra gas can evaporate and cause damage to your vehicle's vapor collection system? With some pumps, you could end up paying for gas that doesn't even make it into your tank, as gasoline can get fed back into the station's tanks because your gas tank is full. Want to know the simplest tip of them all when it comes to your car and making your budget go further? Simply use the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card and earn 3% cash back on gas, 2% cash back on grocery store purchases, and 1% cash back on all other purchases. That can go a long way towards stretching your budget.
Grocery store and gas bonus rewards apply to the first $1,500 in combined purchases in these categories each quarter. For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/getcashback.
All right, welcome back to the show. This is Talented People. I'm going to run through the weather with you real quickly because we're having a conversation that's very much more important than a pretty much cloudy thunderstorm weather report up until Friday. It's going to be beautiful. But while that's loading up, I just want to remind you we're talking to Andrea Nami Paprocka and her mother, Stacey Nami. They're both co-founders of the group called Women with a Purpose. And you can go to the website if you want to learn more about what we're talking about right now. But in short, they put together monthly events at really nice restaurants and so on that ladies and gentlemen and kids can come out to. And there's a nominal fee for the food and use cash bar, and then a $10 minimum to to kind of a gift towards whoever they're funding for that that month. And if you have someone in mind that's in need of help, you can attend one of their events and then actually fill out a form and nominate your person in mind, and then they get a whole free month of being, you know, sharing that information with people who care and who make a difference. So real quickly, again, this afternoon, late chance of showers and thunderstorms. Some of the storms could be producing gusty winds, mostly cloudy with the high of 87. Tonight, chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly before 10 p.m. Thursday, again, same thing, partly sunny with a high of 87 and then low 59 on Thursday night. And then again, mostly sunny all day, 84 on Friday. And we are having a garage sale for the Mariah Foundation benefiting St. Peter's Children's Hospital. So it's at 122 Manners Road, Ringo's. It's going to happen all day Friday since there's zero chance of rain. And then Saturday, whatever's left over there, anybody can pick it up and share it with their friends because we're done with it at about noon on Saturday. So anyway, welcome. Thanks again for listening out there. We really appreciate it. And welcome back again, Andrea and Stacey. I want to ask you, now, is your idea national or regional? I was going to ask that before, but to clarify.
We're local, very local.
That's incredible, really, with the number of people that
hopefully
you have.
Hopefully one day we could grow to that, but right now we're just local within, you know, the Mercer County, Hunterdon, Bucks County area, so central Jersey and central Bucks County.
It's awesome. All right, let's talk about some of the people that you've helped out already, examples and some success stories.
I do have some nice thank you notes from, I hate to say.
Love to hear that.
Past recipients.
Good.
Who are here and who are not here anymore, unfortunately.
We have a lot of recipients we helped, and, you know, they're doing a lot better, but a lot of them have, unfortunately, they've passed away. They were so sick and very young kids and young women. One, this thank you note my mom will read is from a woman. She was 34 years old from Robbinsville, New Jersey. She was diagnosed with stage 4 lung cancer just before she gave birth to her second child. And she never smoked a day in her life, she said. She passed away in January 2013, leaving behind her two young daughters and her husband.
Oh, my gosh. She wrote you a letter?
Yeah. She says, "To dear woman with a purpose, wow. Thank you so much from the bottom of my heart for choosing my family to be a spotlight as your featured story of the month. I cannot believe the turnout and how successful the event was. The amount of money raised was amazing. I couldn't have imagined it in my wildest dreams. We really can't thank you enough for your generosity and support through this experience. Again, thank you for creating such an amazing organization that reaches out to women in need. You are greatly appreciated. And of course, she signed it. And I also have another one. The particular family, thank you so much. We thank you for all that you have done. The organization, we thank you so much for raising the money. It gives families like mine hope and faith. To see so many people out there with open hearts was beautiful to me. It really made me and my family see that people really do care. We are so ever grateful. I have great faith that my son will be an odd case to beat this tumor. And when he does, I too would like to be part of helping another family at one of your events sometime soon. We are scheduled for his MRI on the 10th of October. This reading will let us know if radiology and the chemotherapy has did its job. Please keep us in your prayers, and you will see us soon. Thank you very much.
This little boy was at a family reunion a few summers ago, and he just fell over. His mom said something. He didn't look right. He just couldn't get up. He wasn't looking like a normal kid playing around, and he was playing around just fine that day. So, you know, one thing led to another. They took him to the ER, then to CHOP, and Children's Hospital of Pennsylvania, and he ended up having a massive brain tumor. He was 5 or 6 years old.
Oh my God.
He passed away as well. He didn't beat it, but the family was, you know, they were in desperate need of money and funds, and this is, you know, insurance doesn't pay for everything. Damn. You're not just on a free ride because you have health insurance.
I can just imagine the stories.
I don't know how they do it. Mm-hmm. I really don't. The recipient last month, she was in the millions of dollars of bills.
Medical bills.
Mm-hmm. Medical bills. Mm-hmm.
Just a couple $1,000 just to be able to, like you said, to get the MRI, to get the results, to be able to push something forward.
Even gas money back and forth to Philadelphia, or if they have to stay overnight, or, you know, you're eating out a lot because you're not home. And you know, just these little expenses add up for someone for a family that's already struggling.
Right, absolutely. So when someone brings the nominations to you guys, you don't even, I like this part about it, where that you look at the nominations, you make a decision, you announce it, but you, when you give them the funding, it's up to them to decide how they're going to best use it. Is that right? Or do you have a specific, you tell them that they have to use it for X, or is it just, this is for you because you need it?
Well, usually they use it. It's up to their discretion how they're going to
use
it.
Which is good. Yeah, I think that's great, because you can't manage the process any more than you are.
Exactly.
I mean, to get the people to want to help because of the fact that they need the help, and it's to their own, it just taking one thing off their list of concerns, because otherwise trying to qualify would be overwhelming and they wouldn't bother doing it.
Oh, right. Yeah. And see the family, they come even though they're truly, truly sick and visibly sick, they are 9 out of 10 times they're at the dinner, and you just see how sick they really are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So there's no question about that. We're definitely helping.
Oh my God, I can just like you said, just the gasoline to get there. They can't even afford that. And there's parents and families of all levels of, you know, income. Exactly. It's not just, you know, anyone who's just underserved. Right. I mean, they could just be out of a job or something, and everything goes downhill.
A lot of the families, you know, one parent has to stop working so they could take care of the child. It's constant care for someone that's
sick.
Even if
it's the wife or the husband, the wife has to take off. Or many stories we had, the wife had to quit her job to take care of the husband.
Husband quits his job. One of the two, you know, or sometimes both.
It's devastating. When you have a bad illness, it just trickles down to everything, you know, the rest of your family and...
Even the siblings of the children, it's, you know, we saw a little boy who last month, you know, his sister was the recipient, but you can see how broken he was and how scared he was, just, you know, and worried about his little sister. He was the big brother, but you can see how much it affected him.
Oh.
Big brother that was only like 8 years old.
Right, right, yeah.
So it's,
oh, gosh. Yeah. So, I mean, honestly, I'm so glad you're here today. I'm sure everybody out there listening is just saying, wow, these are people who are making a difference. And, you know, I just thank you on behalf of all of those families that you've helped in the past and also in the future. Give us an idea, just how much have you raised in a dinner, like over, you know, examples of how much you've actually been able to give away?
Depending on the turnout, we are averaging between $2,000 and $5,000 a dinner.
That's just awesome. So a lot of people, I'm sure, don't just give $10. They give $100 or whatever, right?
Well, a lot of people give, you know, more than 10, or they take a collection from their office, or if their friends or family can't make the dinner, they're bringing outside contributions. Right. So that's nice to have that extra bit in the funding.
Oh, and I bet social media, as it grows, will also help you in your mission so much more, because, again, it's so easy to share, which is what you're doing. So we're going to go to our break here. It's Talented People. It's already 3:41 in the afternoon on May 27th. We'll be right back. If you're enjoying our conversation, please stay with us.
You're listening to HuntingtonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming. Crime Stoppers of Hunterdon County and the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce are offering a free seminar, Keeping Your Business Safe, on Tuesday, April 28th at 5:30 at the Historic Courthouse in Flemington. This program will include a presentation by Prosecutor Anthony Kearns and then an in-depth discussion by the FBI about physical security and identity theft, followed by presentations on cloud security. Registration is free, but please visit www.crimestoppershunterdon.com or call 908-782-3909 to register today.
I'm Dave Lang with Insight Financial Services and a proud member of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. I believe that our participation and all of the opportunities that the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce offers to its members strongly contributes to our success.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Tired of the limitations of your small office shredder? Do you need to be compliant with federal regulations regarding the disposal of sensitive information? Are you concerned about identity theft? If so, then call AssureShred. AssureShred will provide your company customized on-site document destruction service that fulfills regulatory requirements and at the same time protects your organization from the consequences of the improper disposal of sensitive information. To obtain a free quote or to schedule an appointment, call AssureShred at 877-466-1566 today. That's 877-466-1566.
Are you interested in learning more about Hunterdon County? Are you interested in growing as a professional and as a leader? Then Leadership Hunterdon may be for you.
Hi, this is Chris Bianco, class of 2014 Leadership Hunterdon. Work with other local dedicated professionals to learn about the complexities and interconnectedness of Hunterdon County.
We invite you to visit one of our many upcoming sessions as we begin to recruit the class of 2016.
Learn from and connect with established business, government, and community leaders.
Leadership Hunterdon, an in-depth 9-month program offered by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce.
And honored via invitation to help Hunterdon County with its challenges and shape its future. These are just some of the virtues of being part of Leadership Hunterdon.
Contact us at 908-782-7115 or visit our website, HunterdonChamber.org, for more information today.
All right, welcome back to the show. We're already at almost the end of our hour here, if you can believe it, at 3:45 on May 27th. I'm Jeannie Murphy. This is Talented People, and we're talking with two very talented and generous women. They're women with a purpose, Andrea Nami
Paprocka and Stacey Nami, both co-founders and co-presidents of this Women with a Purpose group that pretty much just goes month to month and does goodwill, having an event, bringing in people who are interested in being sincere to the cause and kind of touched, I think, by the moment, because it's kind of, it sounds like an experience for the women who go because they don't really know what to expect. They get to be part of something that's just kind of like a rose, you know, opening up or so, that, you know, for the month they get to be part of and for something really meaningful. And so again, we were just talking about it and you were mentioning your next event's coming up on June 3rd, Monday. Is that right? Monday?
Yes.
At the country club.
Monday, June 3rd at the Trenton Country Club. We are hosting our June dinner. It's actually our May and June dinner combined. We had to combine it for this month. And we are helping, my mom can read about our recipient for June.
Yes, there's a young man, Bobby, an otherwise very healthy 33-year-old, was suddenly hospitalized this past January after he became sick with flu-like symptoms. His lung function rapidly declined over the next couple of days, and after many unknowns regarding his condition, he was placed on life support, admitted to the ICU. He was then transferred to Philadelphia Hospital, where he remained in a drug-induced coma for over a month. It was determined that for his only chance of survival, he had to have a lung transplant. In March, the doctors began to slowly wean him off of sedation while he was being evaluated for a transplant. He was engaged, and his fiancée, Ashley, was by his bedside when they were married, not knowing if or when he would ever get a lung, new lungs. Amazingly, he got the transplant the following day. Of course, they incurred many bills through, because he was in ICU for a long while. And so that is our next recipient for June.
It's really she had to quit her job.
Oh my God, yes.
Et cetera. And, you know,
she had to quit her job too. Oh boy.
And she married him at his bedside. Here's a picture of them.
Yeah.
So touching. Just look at that. How she,
oh my God.
I mean, but just what a way to start your marriage. And
mm-hmm. Yeah, she didn't know if he was really going to make it because sometimes you wait for transplants for years. Mm-hmm. He was very lucky in that aspect.
Do you know how he's doing now?
He's still in the hospital. Uh-huh. He's still struggling, you know, it takes a long time to get your lungs. Yeah. He had a double lung transplant.
I can't
actually
even imagine.
No.
I think it takes a lot for your body to accept it, and sometimes mm-hmm. it rejects it, and you know, all that kind of stuff. He's not out of the woods, so there's been many fundraisers for him and his family, and we're happy to help them this month.
No,
hopefully
really
it will be a big
great
turnout.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so you're going to find out the new person on Monday night
exactly.
as well.
Right.
That is something else. I love it. How many nominees do you normally get? It must be overwhelming to think about how much is going on that you don't think
actually,
about.
You'd be surprised. We've had some months where we didn't have anyone. People came and said, well, thankfully, I don't know anyone. But we keep backups from the people who haven't been chosen. So we're always prepared with someone to help, but usually we have about, you know, three or four in the mix. Mm-hmm. Some are more urgent than others, but again, it's a random lottery. That's
wow.
the way we think it,
yeah.
it's mm-hmm. the it's most fair, fair the
yeah,
fairest way.
It is fair.
And we usually have the recipient that night to pick out the recipient for the
month. Oh,
wow.
Which
is nice. And she feels good. She feels
pay it forward.
I love it.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
And we have fun door prizes. That's our way of raising funds for Women with Purpose mm-hmm. because we take nothing
right.
from the contributions that go to the family. 100% of the contributions,
which is unheard of with any charity.
No, really is.
Go
very,
to the family.
Very, yeah.
So our little way of raising money for our operating costs and administrative costs is, you know, we have really nice door prizes and the girls love taking a chance on it and
yeah.
and they're nice prizes. So it's a fun evening.
I heard that, you know, the table that our friend sat with was just like extraordinary women too. Like there was all different types of women and there, but there was like a whole table of doctors and wives, and then there were other family members, and it was fun, she said. Yeah. But she was really struck by it, really touched.
That's great to hear.
Yeah,
people, they make a lot of new friends, do some light networking, make new acquaintances. Mm-hmm. It's a nice way to meet new people and
or see old acquaintances that you haven't seen, maybe in high school or somewhere down the line. But it's a win-win for everybody.
It really is. Such a smart idea. I love it. Well, it's very simple, and that's why I like it so much. Right. But also, you know, you can tell that you guys have been doing it since 2009 because of some of the bells and whistles, I want to say, onto it that you've added and make it seem it's just like second nature. Like you said, with the, you know, certain things you need, you know what you do. You know, if you don't have anyone, you can go back to whatever people needed it. And then you don't run out of nominees, I'm sure. But so tell us about like your long term goals now.
We just want to keep growing our membership. You know, people move or, you know, things happen, and our biggest goal is to continue to grow our membership, to reach out to different counties and different towns, and host dinners in different areas of New Jersey, different areas of Bucks County, and just continue to spread the word and continue our mission of helping families and children, because there's always someone to help. Like I said earlier in the program, people want to help. A lot of people can't afford black tie galas and big charity events, and this is a really easy way for an affordable way for someone to help on a monthly basis. You know, you're going out to dinner anyway. You go out. People go out all the time to dinner. Come out with us.
Right.
Help someone.
Absolutely.
In the meantime, and you're getting a great deal on a great restaurant. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a buffet dinner, dessert, coffee, tea, soft drinks. It's happy hour drink prices all included for $23.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah, it is. So that's what we try to strive for every month. So, you know, the women can afford that. And and that's what we try to explain to our proprietors, the people who own the restaurant.
Well, the people who own the restaurant are very fortunate if you come their way, because it's definitely win-win all the way around. And I can see what you're saying about becoming revitalized after working full time and then getting there just for the sake of being able to give, because there is something about that and the circle of life. You know, you give out and everything comes back to you a thousandfold.
Yeah. So is
there anything else you're thinking about that you want to share before the end of our show? Because we're already almost there.
I can just say our website again. Mm-hmm. Our website is www.womengive.org. If you want to like us and follow us on Facebook, you can search womengive.org on Facebook, and you can follow us on Twitter by searching our Twitter handle is @womengive.
Well, thank you so much, both
thank
of you,
you
Stacy and Andrea, to be here today.
Thank you for having us.
It's our pleasure. My pleasure. My business partner, Colleen Kelly, is not here today in studio, but always listening in. And I know everybody else out there is thinking the same thing. What it was, something that we were going to learn about from the beginning. We are very fulfilled by at the end of the day. Okay. And so if you're out there listening and you want to become part of the group, she just told you how to get in touch. And if, again, you have someone in the position of need, then you should consider going to the Country Club in Trenton on the 3rd of June, 6 o'clock. And you can go on to the website first to make sure that you know the instructions on how to register or show up. And then again, all you have to do is buy your dinner, and ten extra dollars will get your person in need into the drawing. Yeah. So, all right. Well, that's Talented People today. It's already 3:54. We're going to continue on with our 4 to 5 o'clock hour featuring Guarantee 3. This is a product that won a Santa Choice Award, and we are celebrating because the owner, the founder, Dave, has an extraordinary story to tell about his success. So stay with us, and we'll be back in just a couple minutes.
USA Headline News. I'm Kelly Sloan. Texas officials say the threat of a dam breaking southwest of Dallas has passed. The water is spinning over the dam, but the volume has decreased. Meanwhile, many areas of Houston are flooded and more rain is in the forecast.
If it continues doing this, it could be between 1 and 3 inches at least. and that will contribute to any further problems.
That was forecaster Paul Lewis from the National Weather Service. 17 people have died and 12 are still missing outside of Austin when floodwaters picked up a house off its foundation. The U.S. Justice Department says 14 people, including two vice presidents of soccer's governing body, have been indicted for allegedly acquiring millions of dollars in bribes and kickbacks.
These individuals, through these organizations, engaged in bribery to decide who would televise games, where the games would be held, and who would run the organization overseeing organized soccer worldwide.
That was Attorney General Loretta Lynch. This is USA Headline News.
Gorgeous! Oh, you are the most beautiful bride I've ever photographed.
Oh!
Yes! I am witnessing a fairy tale unfold!
Oh, I don't want this day to end.
Okay, work the veil. Uh-huh. Okay, now sniff the bouquet.
Oh, okay.
Join my rewards program.
Wait, what?
Well, for your next wedding.
How about a rewards program you'll actually use every day? Introducing Plenty. Earn points at lots of places, including AT&T, Exxon, Macy's, Mobile, Nationwide, Rite Aid, and Direct Energy. There's plenty together. Learn more at plentywithani.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders here with a radio transmission. Are you listening to a news radio broadcast right now? Breaking news, folks. Stop listening to that news anchor's jibber-jabber and get the real scoop. My summer meals have 8 pieces of Kentucky Fried Chicken, new Kentucky Baked Beans, coleslaw, 4 flaky biscuits, and a half gallon of Dole Classic Lemonade, and it is available for purchase. Okay, then, that is the end of my radio communication. Kentucky Fried Chicken. It's finger-licking good.
Limited time offer. Pricing and participation may vary.
Congress wants to know how thieves got their hands on taxpayers' personal information. AP correspondent Jerry Bodlander reports.
It's rarely good news when you unexpectedly hear from the IRS, and in this case, 104,000 taxpayers are going to be told that identity thieves accessed their confidential information using the IRS website. Senate Finance Committee Chairman Orrin Hatch wants a briefing by the end of next week that provides some basic information, like when did the breach happen, how soon after did the IRS learn of it, who did it, what information did they access, and has any of the information been used. He also wants to know what needs to be done to make sure it doesn't happen again. Jerry Bodlander, Capitol Hill.
Efforts by the Iraqi government to force ISIS from the western Anbar province have been dealt a setback. The extremists have carried out a wave of suicide attacks targeting the Iraqi army, killing at least 17 troops. Meanwhile, President Obama has agreed to send in anti-tank weapons. This is USA Headline News.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders here, coming to you poolside with another summertime eating idea. Ready for a dip? Dive into one of my summer meals. 8 pieces of chicken, new Kentucky baked beans, coleslaw, and 4 biscuits will have your family executing a perfect front tuck into the deep end of dinner before pulling off a synchronized back 2.5 twist into a half gallon of Dole Classic Lemonade. Get out of that pool and into a Kentucky Fried Chicken restaurant. Kentucky Fried Chicken. It's finger-licking good.
Pricing and participation may vary.
Senator Lindsey Graham says allowing the UN to decide the Israeli-Palestinian peace process is a mistake. The South Carolina senator is a Republican foreign policy hawk and a critic of President Obama's handling of the Middle East. He is visiting Israel ahead of an expected announcement to run for the 2016 Republican presidential nomination. Police are releasing more information about the North Dakota Walmart shooting yesterday.
Police say 21-year-old Airman Marcel Willis, who was stationed at the Grand Forks Air Force Base, may have opened fire randomly inside the Walmart, though they don't know why. He killed a 70-year-old store employee and shot and wounded another worker. He fired at a third employee but missed before killing himself. Investigators say they've found nothing to connect him to the store or to the employees he shot.
That was AP correspondent Rita Foley. Attorney General Loretta Lynch held a news conference earlier and sent a message to senators about NSA surveillance.
Work through the current recess in order to make sure that we can continue to appropriately safeguard this country and protect its citizens.
The current federal law will expire at midnight Sunday unless the Senate acts. They will return on Sunday for a rare session. The House passed a bill that would end bulk collection of records by NSA before they left for Memorial Day. Former Pennsylvania Senator Rick Santorum is running for president again. He will make a formal announcement later today. I'm Kelly Sloan, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908 7-